cards need to be in hand if and only if you want to fly domestically. Is that accurate?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So if you don't fly or will never fly in the future or don't want to fly, you do not need a real ID card. This is just for air travelers.
That's correct.
Okay.
But and if you have a passport, that works as well.
It does. Okay. It absolutely
it does.
But I think what's happening, because I'm getting a lot of emails, Lauren, and I'm sure you're going to be getting a lot of phone calls from seniors here in the next 8 months. And people, what am I going to, it's going to cost me money. No, if you don't fly, and I think that's something, a message that really hasn't gotten out there by the state and by the feds saying, look, if you don't fly, you don't need one of these things.
Correct. That is correct.
Okay.
Yep. But I mean, if you're planning on taking a trip or going anywhere, yep, you'll need the real ID or a passport.
Exactly. All right. Right. So with that said, we got an email from a woman by the name of Sue, who has worked in government for a long, long time. She said people at the driver's license facility in Joliet are telling people to go to the courthouse to get their real birth certificate or a certified copy of the birth certificate, and that is not an accurate place to go.
That is also correct, yes. People need to come to the clerk's office, to my office, to get a copy of their birth certificate. We have those records there.
Okay. All right, so we're going to try to get a hold, or you're going to try to get a hold of somebody over on McDonough or wherever they're at, on west side of Joliet. Say, stop telling people to go to the courthouse because, you know, the courthouse, you got to pay to park. And you got to go inside,
yep.
And some guy's
absolutely.
Standing there. And you got to go through security, and some guy's going, hey, dude. No,
you don't need to be here.
Yeah,
right.
You need to be here.
Yeah, we definitely don't want that hassle happening. So I will make sure that we contact somebody at the, you know,
why?
Secretary of State,
yeah,
make sure that all the facilities know that they need to tell them to come to my office.
That would be awesome. Okay. Because your place, free parking, smiling faces, nice clean
environment,
everything's right there.
Absolutely. Yes.
No,
yes.
No offense to the security officers at the courthouse, but it's not exactly a pleasing environment to walk into.
No, I don't think anybody likes to have to walk into the courthouse. And our office, yes, absolutely. Excellent customer service there, and we would be happy to help anybody, you know, obviously, that comes in.
All right, now here's something else, and I didn't realize this until a friend of mine just sent me an email a little bit ago and said, hey, Scott, please tell me what I need for this real ID, because I was born down in Southern Illinois, and I have to go back down to Southern Illinois to get a certified copy of my birth certificate. So I didn't realize this. I didn't put two and two together that if you want this certified birth certificate, you have to go to the county that you were born in, even if it's in the middle of Kansas.
Yes, that is correct, Scott. Unfortunately, we don't have the integration or access to other counties' IVRS systems or, you know, other states' IVRS systems, which is the voter registration system and ways to get that information, file record system. So, you have to go to the county where you were born to be able to get your certified copy. So, unfortunately, we don't have that. We would love to be able to look into, you know, how we would be able to have that integration in the future. It would obviously be a pretty big project, but certainly willing to, you know, look into that in the future.
All right. If you come up with that, then they'll name it the Staley Ferry system, right?
Yes, that would be, I know it's, we definitely hear that a lot too. You know, people, you know, have to go to where they were born to get the copy. So, you know, any way we can make things more efficient, easier, you know, for people, we would love to do that. And we're looking at ways to do that now, you know, every day in the office. So, yeah, if we could figure that out and, you know, work with the state to figure that out, we certainly will.
All right. So here's the easiest way to get this real ID card. And if you have a passport, you don't need your birth certificate, do you, Lauren?
Correct.
Right. So if you have a passport, you don't need to go down to Southern Illinois, to Kansas, to Minnesota. Monica doesn't need to go back into Canada. None of that stuff. You could just take them your passport, and then other things too that we'll get to here in just a couple of moments, but that would make it much easier. Simple passport, simple process. Everything will be over and done with. But not a lot of people, Lauren, have passports, so that's where things get a little hairy.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, I didn't have a passport, you know, until recently, actually. So, yeah, if you don't have a passport, then you'll need the other things that the state's requiring.
Okay. All right. Anything else as far as real ID? We're going to read down a list here of things, but we don't need to bother you with all the W-2s and stuff like that. But is there any other advice you can give people for the real ID, which is coming here very soon?
No, but I mean, absolutely, if anybody has any questions, please give my office a call, and we will work on, you know, the communication with the state and the DMVs to make sure that everybody knows to go ahead and come to the Will County Clerk's office.
That's awesome. Lauren, thank you very much for doing that. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Scott. Okay. I appreciate it.
You bet. Lauren Staley-Ferry live right here on 1340 WJOL. All right, I'm going to read you a list now, guys. Mm-hmm. For all the different things that we need, there are five or six bullet points here. Let me get to them right now. The deadline to apply, October 1st, 2020. As the date approaches, Illinois officials are urging residents to get their ID sooner rather than later. Where do I get a real ID card? In order to get a real ID, residents will be required to visit Illinois Secretary of State Driver Services Facility and provide documents that prove their identity, their social security number, a written signature, and two documents that show proof of residency. A real ID card will cost the same as a driver's license, $30, or a state ID, $20. For proof of identity, a passport or a U.S. birth certificate or an employment authorization document. What are those? CHR?
Yeah.
Right?
I'm not really sure.
An employment authorization document or a permanent resident card will be accepted. Residents will also need to provide proof of their social security number, a social security card, or a W-2, or a pay stub with a social security number on it will be accepted. I'm wondering, though, will XXX, XX, last four digits, will that suffice? Or does it have to be your whole social security number?
I think it has to be your whole social security number.
Does anybody put those on pay?
Probably not.
We get everything direct deposited now, and we can go into a system and look up our pay and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing because it's online that your social security number is probably on there. I haven't looked at a pay stub, though, in a while.
Yeah, I haven't paid attention.
Yeah. All right, and again, I'm stressing the word or. I'm sorry to be so annoying, but
you don't need all of these things.
Right, that's why I'm saying or. Okay, residency documentation will also be required, so residents will need to provide at least two proofs of residency. Those can include a utility bill, a rental agreement, or a deed/title, or a bank statement.
And so, again, you need two of those.
So again, for me personally, I'm taking my passport in.
Yes.
I'm taking a pay stub in, and I'm taking a NICOR gas bill, and I'm taking a bank statement from my bank.
There you go. Plus, you also need proof of signature.
Yes, that was the last thing. You'll need to provide proof of signature, a credit or debit card, a canceled check, or a current Illinois driver's license or ID can be used for proof of signature. So basically, just take them your driver's license and show them your little signature on it. After providing those documents, residents will receive a temporary paper ID at the facility, although residents are reminded that TSA will not accept the paper ID, but you will get your new ID in the mail within 15 business days.
FYI, your pay stub is all X's
it's
on your
all
pay.
X's.
Okay. All X's.
Wonder if you can call HR and ask them to give you one with all numbers.
And then at the bottom, it does have the last four digits. So the top part is all X's, bottom part, there you go. So you're saying...
So you're saying there's a chance this is going to get screwed up nationwide, or at least here this year in the state of Illinois.
So even though I have a passport, I still have to bring like a utility bill?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Here's my list. Follow along, people.
Okay.
I'm bringing in my passport. I'm bringing in a W-2 that you send into the government. There's your W-2. I'll make a copy of my W-2.
Okay. There you go.
I'm bringing in a gas bill. Yep. I'm bringing in a bank statement. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to show my driver's license with my signature, and that's it.
So you really need just five things.
Just.
Just five things.
Jess, are you kidding me?
People can't figure out how to get
to work without a GPS. You think they're going to remember the five things they need to bring in to get a real ID?